All that talk about breakfast made us think about lunch, especially that spicy Vietnamese sandwich called banh mi. In Orange County, California, there are lots of places to get it because it's home to the largest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam. But as Lisa Morehouse reports, one of those shops is run by a Vietnamese pop star.
There's a capacity crowd at this large suburban banquet hall converted to a club for the night. They're all dressed to the nines, and they're all here to see Linda Trung Dai. Sisters Hong and Juliet Nguyen grew up in Alabama in the 80s. Linda's music formed the soundtrack of their lives.
These were the big Vietnamese stars when we were younger, and we used to watch them on videos, and we'd go to their concerts whenever they did come down south.
Tonight, Linda's wearing a barely there strappy outfit, which fits her image.
She was considered the sex symbol of her time, right, for a Vietnamese singer?
She was the Madonna, the Vietnamese Madonna.
But in the early 70s, long before Linda Trung Dai became the Vietnamese Madonna, she was a little girl in central Vietnam.
I remember sitting on this wooden table. My grandmother even taught me how to make these banh bao. It's called banh bao, which is dough with shrimp on it.
A dish she still loves. After the war, her family went from well-off to poor.
I would buy fruit, like I would buy the whole big watermelon, cut it up and sell it.
And then, in 1979, her father got tipped off that the government suspected him of aiding the CIA during the war.
So we escape on a boat. We had to be quiet, so quiet, and just, it was scary.
They went through storms and ran out of food.
And then finally we went to one of the China Islands, and they kind of rescue us with rice and sugar. You know, it's strange to eat rice with sugar, but it was so good at the time.
They got back on the water, headed for Hong Kong, then saw the large British ship that would save them.
We were like waving, and oh my God, I could never forget. It was just unbelievable, amazing, most amazing moment. And would they rescue us into the land, and they give us croissant.
Eating that croissant was like going from hell to heaven, she says. Did you notice that in each memory of important events, Linda Trung Dai brought up food? It's so important in her life that it's not really a surprise. She runs a restaurant with her family. Linda Sandwich is in a brick building in the middle of a parking lot in a strip mall. But inside, it feels like a posh living room with bright colors and lush plants. Linda's at a back table, sporting stiletto heels, a short skirt, and perfect makeup, including false eyelashes. Patrick Pham is a customer here.
She's pretty famous among the Vietnamese community. I never met her personally.
The fanboy is too shy to even approach her, just a few feet away.
I know.
Like many customers, Pham first came here because he knows Linda's music. After arriving in the U.S., Linda Trung Dai went from high school performer to household name, singing with a popular Vietnamese variety show, Paris by Night. In the 90s, in any home throughout the Vietnamese diaspora, you'd probably find a VHS tape featuring Linda. The videos even got back to Vietnam.
Back then, the people in Vietnam, they have to hide it. It's illegal to watch it.
But millions did watch them there. Even as Linda started touring Vietnamese communities around the U.S. and the world, food remained central.
Any city I would go to, I would check in at the hotel, throw my luggage, and go find Vietnamese restaurants.
Other musicians encouraged her to start a restaurant of her own, and about 5 years ago, Linda Sandwich was born. A small staff does most of the food prep and sales, but Linda Trung Dai is still the only one to make the special Linda sauce that goes in the sandwiches.
This is my sauce maker. Sometimes when I travel to Australia to sing on a tour or to Europe, I will be up all night here making sauce and sleep on the plane.
Evidence, she says, that sexy onstage image is just for entertainment.
When I'm off stage, I'm like 100% completely different. A total Vietnamese traditional girl.
Working hard to balance running a sandwich shop and being a pop star. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Westminster, California.